Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, not the star of the show. I'm just here to announce
the superstar
of our broadcast.
You're a star.
Thank you. But ladies and gentlemen, the legend is here, the icon, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks very much. Welcome to our show. Happy October to everyone.
Happy October.
This is Halloween. And let me tell you something. It's too long to talk about right now.
Really?
But I've got some great Halloween stories.
Really?
Yes, involving kids and involving, showing up at places where they never thought I would show up dressed as a, Frankenstein or somebody.
Really?
It was really funny.
But
this is my favorite time of the year. And
it is sports wise and everything, right? Football season's going, baseball's winding down in the playoffs. You got hockey starting,
yeah.
You got basketball, and then you got Halloween, yeah. and then you got Thanksgiving, the greatest holiday, and then Christmas. And do you go trick or treating with the grandkids? Have you ever done that yet?
I've did that a long time. I did that with my my daughter and my daughter's sister. Half-sister.
So you took your kids out always. I used to take my daughter out all the time. It was great fun. I loved Halloween, going out with my daughter and hitting the streets.
Yeah, I got a photograph.
And then we also went trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Did you get drunk when you went out?
No, we were fine. We were very nice together, and everything was good. We'd go to my aunt's house, and then we'd go to my mom's house, but in between, we'd hit certain neighbors' houses that we liked, and they'd be ready for us, man. They'd load her up with the really good stuff.
Yeah,
I'd steal a lot of it out of her bag.
My daughter, for a while, lived in Green Valley in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah,
and it was a new community.
A lot of bucks there, huh?
Affluent.
Yeah.
But the point was is that we went trick or treating in this new area where they had all these new houses, housing tracts,
right?
And there were like five kids per house. it was the rush between people leaving Los Angeles and being overtaxed and going into Nevada.
Let us know your favorite Halloween stories. Email them to fredfreddreyer@crntalk.com.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price of Valvoline Conventional at $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Valvoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic star of the series Hunter. He's was on Agent X. He's on Crisis. He's got an NCIS coming up this month, I believe.
Yeah.
On the 20th.
October 23rd.
October 23rd.
He'll Channel be 2, 8 o'clock.
CBS in CBS, your market,
CBS,
wherever you are in your marketplace.
Wherever you are. But yeah. CBS, and that's West Coast time, 11 o'clock Eastern time, I guess.
So it's 8 o'clock, you said?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Eastern Pacific time, 7 Central. That's the way we like to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the show is called NCIS. Mark Harmon is on the show, and our superstar, Fred Dreyer. You play a good guy or a bad guy? Can you tell us? You
know, I'm always a good guy. I'm very...
But you're kind of off the rails.
I'm an ex-Marine.
Yeah, tough.
Who has an issue from the past.
Of course. Just like in real life, you do this. It's issues from the past.
Exactly.
And got everything going. Hey, I got a question for you, because, you know, in Los Angeles, the Rams have their new stadium coming up in 2020, I think it is.
Yeah.
And you got the Chargers, and they played recently, and the Rams beat the Chargers, and the Chargers were victorious over San Francisco last week. And so here's the thing. They're saying that the crowd at where the Chargers play at the, what is that, the Honda Center, whatever it's called, I forget what it is.
Yeah, the soccer field.
The Home Depot, I think.
Carson's
the
Soccer
Home Depot,
Depot.
Or the Lowe's Center. The
yeah, I think
help
it's,
yourself
it's,
center.
It's the Depot. It's the Depot.
I think it's the, yeah. And the crowds are bigger for the visiting team than for the Chargers. Now, how are they going to fill up the 70,000-square-foot stadium when they go to play there when they have their games?
Say that again.
Attendance is off. Charger fans are not going to the games. You know, San Diego's upset with them, so they're not going to come up. The LA fans haven't caught on yet, and they're saying when you go to a Charger game, there are more fans for the opposing team than there are for the Chargers. So my question is, when they go, which they will move to the new stadium along with the Rams,
right,
and they play their games, they got to fill up 70,000 seats. That's when I'm going. I'm going to be able to buy a cheap seat and walk right down to the front row.
But they'll Chargers will get a lot of Ram fans who can't buy season tickets.
That's the deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
They'll be all right.
Okay, so
they'll fill it up.
Now, there was a story floating around here. Kyrie Irving from the Boston Celtics, and he's apologizing, and he's he is regretting publicly saying that the Earth is flat.
Yes.
He was speaking this last week under the at a summit there, the Forbes Under 30 Summit in Boston, and he apparently got himself into the flat Earth topic. that and he inserted himself into it last year. It was discussed, and he's an all-star guard. He didn't realize the effect that his claim would have once it went public.
He's an all-star guard.
Yeah, well, to all this, he's quoting him nice. To all the science teachers, everybody coming up to me like, you know, I've got to reteach my whole curriculum. I'm sorry, Irving says, as everybody laughs. I apologize. And he has learned that certain thoughts are best kept to himself in intimate conversations.
Yeah, you can't be heard, you know, with the opinion that the world is flat. You can't. It's tough today.
Well,
if you see what's going on in the world today of politics, you see what's going on. 2 and 2 is 8 because they say it is. Someone is a liar because, they say it is. Whatever they say is they say.
Right.
So anything is this ridiculous can be actually taken seriously. And when I read this, I thought this was kind of a joke. Is this a joke? Tell me.
Well, I don't know. I think the world must be flat because when people leave town, they never come back.
So they've gone somewhere.
It's one of the great songs from Mel McDaniel, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
It's good.
Yeah. So, well, answer my question.
The question is, I guess you have to keep it to yourself. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying, is this a serious issue that people are considering when they say, you know, I apologize for saying this and screwing up the curriculum of all the science teachers.
Hey, come on, people, come on.
Is that true?
I don't know. The whole thing started, let me go back to this, February last year. Irving questioned whether the Earth is Flat on a podcast that came out shortly before the All-Star Weekend that year in New Orleans. It was a major story. Even the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, who, like Irving, went to Duke, was asked to offer his opinion. And he said, Kyrie and I went to the same college. He may have taken some different courses. And so Irving indicated after that, in the days and months that followed the podcast, that he initially made his remarks to promote conversation and to prove a point how stories in the social media age can spread rapidly. And then he told the New York Times in early June of this year that he was not completely sure whether the Earth was flat or round. He says, I do research on both sides, end of quote. He said, quoting, I'm not against anyone that thinks the Earth is round. I'm not against anyone that thinks it's flat. I just love hearing the debate. So anyway, Monday he said he'd like to have the matter put to rest. He noted that it was a good lesson on how words that come from influential people can have enormous power. So
this is serious.
So I think he was trying to open discussion and show you how stories can get blown out of proportion.
Oh, he was using an idiotic story to show you how people take idiotic stories and make them reasonable.
Yes, he says, at the time I was like huge into conspiracies, he said, and everybody's been there. And other NBA superstars, Irving's uncle Drew, the movie co-star Shaquille O'Neal, they got into it. O'Neal once echoed Irving's stance, saying that the Earth is flat. He says, but I was playing, he told the AP. So there you have it. So,
I don't know what you have, but we do have it.
He was having fun with it. And
saying, yeah, no, he were. But here's what's funny.
Everybody knows the Earth is flat.
Sounds to me is the liberal science teachers constituency took it seriously.
Yes, they did. And look at your shoes. When you walk on your shoes, are they curved? If the Earth was curved, your shoes would wear out and you wouldn't have, people would not have flat feet because their arches would be bent in the center. Obviously, it's flat. People have flat feet. People walk. You're flat. You're not kind of angling in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, and as I say, when people leave town, they never come back.
Okay, so I just want a clarification that this is as dumb as I thought it was.
It is as dumb as you thought it was.
All right, that's it.
Can we put that one to rest?
Yeah, yeah. Get rid of that story. Get rid of it.
Now, there's been some firings with some managers in baseball, and we're just getting into the playoffs, for gosh sakes, over there. But,
well, as they should.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Buck Showalter is out as the Orioles manager. That was maybe expected. The Orioles, they had a terrible year.
Well, they're a terrible organization, you know. That guy, Andros, what is his name?
Yeah, the guy, I mean, the owner of that thing?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Peter Angelus.
Angelus is correct. That is right.
Yeah, but that guy runs a bad business.
Yeah.
He's perennially bad. So when he fires the manager, he's, you know.
Scapegoat.
He's Who's he going to hire?
Listen, Showalter finishes 669 wins in his career with the Orioles. That's the second most wins by any manager in the franchise history. He's behind only Earl Weaver with 1,480 wins.
I loved Earl.
So, and Showalter managed 1,353 games with the club. Weaver managed 2,541. So, obviously, Showalter had it at one point. Now, all of a sudden, he's out. You know, but obviously, I agree. You go to, you know, fish smells from the head back, and so you got to go to the owner and say, what have you done to this team?
Well, I think that's the people can speak. The season ticket holders should march on his office.
Really?
Sure.
Why you not? Want you want to protest? They want to be part of the Me Too movement or something and march?
Yeah, along with the World is Flat group.
The World is Flat group.
We'll get, them at the same time.
Them there, too. All right, you're in tune with the Sports Lounge. The ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer is here. You can check out his website, freddreyer.co. His movie, Highway 395.
No, changed it.
Oh, you changed it now.
Yeah, it's fdreyer.com.
Oh, wait a second. Boy, whoops, breaking news. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dryer. Good to be back with you, by the way. I was in the hospital for a while, and then I was in Italy for a couple of weeks. I hope you held everything
same,
in place.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes. The hospital and being in Italy. It's good.
Being in Europe is what
being
I
in
learned.
Europe is, yes. So anyway, let's get the first things first. The new website is now fdryer.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
F as in Fred.
You can go there right now. Listen to my voice. Go there right now. And anytime you want, see the trailer and then order the movie.
F Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Yeah. What happened is the people in charge of this thing forgot to follow up and pay the piper to keep it on.
I better become your webmaster. You want me to just take that job over for you?
Well, it might.
We might have to do that for you. Put a link right here to crntalk.com and the whole thing in the sports lounge and the whole nine yards. Oh, we have to talk some managers here, I have to tell you right now. So you got, I mentioned Paul Molitor. No, Paul Molitor is gone. That's a recent
Minnesota.
One, too. Minnesota. He's been given the hook. And so he's out.
He's a local boy.
He was born and raised in Minneapolis. Yeah. So that means since the opening day, you got Brian Price of Cincinnati gone, Mike Matheny of St. Louis, and that was a good move. You like that new guy, whatever his name is that they brought in.
Yeah,
he kind of turned the Cardinals around. Jeff Banister of Texas gone, John Gibbons of Toronto. Now, Mike Socha. He leaves. There was, he didn't want to talk that he was going to leave. Did he leave on his own? Is he going to maybe manage? People saying he might manage somewhere else.
I think he's decided that he needed a refresher,
change of venue.
And I think he just said, I'm kind of done here. I see where the talent is, and it's, not that good.
He was moving that team in that direction when they signed Albert Pujols. Not to take anything away from Pujols, you should try and get as much money as you can. But once they committed all that money to Pujols,
it's a bad investment.
Yeah, and you commit that money, they couldn't do much more with it. They were kind of stuck, and they still are. Trout may leave.
Trout should leave.
You think he should? I don't think so. He's angels.
He
you lose Socha and Trout, you lose the team.
No, I'm talking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the move itself. I think he should leave and go someplace where he can rejuvenate his career and win, get in the postseason, and actually do something with his career instead of take the bus to the airport and fly back to Philadelphia every year.
Is that where he lives? Is Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I think so. So anyway, so you got Joe Maddon. The Cubs had a terrible end of their season, and they're saying it looks like he's going to return for a fifth season. But now here's the deal, Fred Dryer, and I need your comments on this. There's a lot of management out there that was trained by Mike Socha, who was trained by Tommy Lasorda. So you got kind of that whole brain trust going in there. Socha had Maddon working as his bench coach. He had Bud Black as his pitching coach.
That was a good unit.
And so you got Bud Black's in the playoffs now with Colorado. So Maddon is there. What do you think? Should Maddon come and manage the Angels now?
I'd like to see Maddon here with the Angels. I don't know what the relationship is between the front office, Theo Epstein, and our guy Joe Maddon.
Joe Maddon, yeah.
Joe Maddon likes his lineup. He likes the players.
Yeah.
They're young and they're energetic. For some reason, they just didn't they had a down season this year. A lot of teams have had down seasons.
Well, you got Maddon. He was 64 years of age. He had a 5-year deal. He's set to make $6 million next year. You got Dave Roberts, who is one of the great managers of baseball. I think he's barely making $1 million, and that's it.
No, he's making more than
that. No, he's not. I just saw the figures in a story. He's making $1 million, and that's it.
He's making $1 million.
That's right, for that guy. What a bargain in that guy.
We better call him.
You better get him locked into something good. I'll tell you that right now. He's a good manager. He knows how to get into the heads of people and become their dads and their mentors, and he's young enough to still have that thought of a player.
Well, this is his third year.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
He's won the pennant all three, the season pennant.
This is the end of his third year?
Yes.
Well, then that's
either that, or he's up, he might have. You might
no,
have,
no. You're right. No, you're right. Yeah. Because he's up for a contract. He's on his. He has to
sign him.
They're going to find out if this guy is going to be able to lead this team, given the philosophy that the guys upstairs, you know, Friedman and Farhan Zaidi
with the Dodgers. Zaidman, yes.
What's his name?
Zaidman.
Zaidman.
Yeah.
Farhan Zaidi.
I don't know. Just say Farhan.
Farhan.
Yeah. And Andrew Friedman.
And of course, Andrew Friedman.
Yeah.
But those two guys
are
the guys calling the shots. They're asking Dave to pull it off. And if Dave can do it, he gets to make another $1 million. I think it's making more than that. But
no?
No? Okay. And now he's coming back. This is the year. This is the year that he wins his contract extension or not.
I hope so. We'll see what happens here. We got playoffs going on. Dodgers, Braves. We'll see what happens there. Stay with us here. It is the Sports Lounge. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yes, the Los Angeles Dodgers manager, who's in the playoffs now, Dave Roberts, only making $1 million. Let's get that up there. Come on, Bruce Bochy's making $6 million with those loser Giants. No offense, San Francisco. Bruce Bochy is a great manager. Bud Black makes $1.5 million with the taking care of the Colorado Rockies.
More importantly, may yes. I interject?
Please interject.
Here, get rid of that music.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you.
No, that music is just really offensive.
Fucking...
Oh, how about listening to that?
Could you hum that
if you had to? Mm-hmm, you had a gun to your head? Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Nobody was talking about this except Sultan.
Exactly.
Okay. Wait a minute. You don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the manager salaries. AJ Hinch on Houston, $1.2 million. He's not getting enough money either, but go ahead.
Well, he's going to re-up his next contract. I hope these guys all do.
They deserve it.
I've got friends on the team. They know they like it.
It's good.
So here's the deal.
Yes.
A funny thing happened over this last week of Dodger baseball.
Really?
Yes. And nobody picked up on this. I'm going to tell you what it is. We all know, and if you don't, you do now,
right,
that Clayton Kershaw is on his opt-out year.
That is correct. He has a contract option this year.
Nobody said anything about it. You don't know if Kershaw's given them the old wink, the okey-doke. Hey, don't worry about it. I'm in the fold. You know, my wife and I like being here and blah, blah, blah. We like the organization. We like the commitment to winning. All of that stuff. We don't know. We don't know what the organization is going to do in terms of, is there a limit on the amount of money that they can give him on an extension
for Kershaw
right. to keep him from going into
another team.
Free agency.
Okay.
All right. So that's over here.
And a lot of people say the best pitcher in baseball, but he's been a little suspect.
All right.
Not
here
the corners
comes.
Where, so here
it
comes.
Here it comes. Right. Walker Buehler proved his last two starts that he's the ace.
He's
the ace
of the Dodger staff. Now, this young kid, Walker Buehler.
He's 23, I think, 23, yes. 20, 24 maybe.
Yeah,
he sat out a year because he had Tommy John. He was so good in college that the Dodgers decided they're going to draft him anyway because they knew he needed Tommy John surgery.
They knew it.
So they said, we're going to draft you, and then we're going to fix your arm, and you're going to be out for 13 months. And he did, and this is what they've got now. They've got this guy who is probably one of the top five pitchers in baseball, this guy.
This kid, this Walker Buehler. Yeah.
That's right. But what hasn't been discussed, and it wasn't talked about in the sports pages here, of course, you know what I think about L.A. sports. It's a moribund, it's a dead sports culture. No one writes about anything. No one has a conversation such as the one I'm having with you and our loyal audience.
Yes.
So he came out and pitched lights out against St. Louis in St. Louis.
Yes.
7-8 innings.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Won that game. Dominate. That's the word we're going to use. Dominated. Now he comes back and they throw him out here against Colorado at home.
Right.
He wipes them out. He just dominates.
Dominates that game as well. You're right.
A tremendous game. So what we're looking at here is we're looking at a 10-year veteran player who in Kershaw who can only throw 91, 92 on a good day. He's got great command. He's still a terrific pitcher. People would love to have him no matter that. That's all true. It's all true. Here's what else is also true. Are you going to invest in another 5-6 years, maybe more, that he's going to want? He's going to say, I want to be here forever, so give me $25 million for the next 10 years. Are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Or are they going to say, you know what? We like Ryu. He's a young guy. We like Rich Hill. We just signed him for a 3-4 year deal. Walker Buehler is our ace. We feel pretty good. They've got a couple of real good guys in their farm system in OKC.
Right.
So there's a conversation that wasn't had this last week here in the relationship to what Kershaw is doing. Now they decide they're going to have. They're going to have a shakeup of the pitching staff,
correct?
And which makes sense. It does make sense. And they're going to start Ryu against the Braves and follow it up in the second game with Kershaw, and then they're going to go on the road in the third game to Atlanta with Buehler. You've got a real nice deal going on there. And
so this Walker Buehler, he's really going to be coming on.
He's the ace of the staff now.
And so this is what it's going to be. And I think this conversation with Kershaw won't happen until after the season's over and all that.
No, of course not.
Your kind of thoughts on that, if you can, go ahead and email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don't forget his new website is F Dreyer, as in Fred, fdreyer.com. Take care. But email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up a bottle of Armor All Original Protectant for $5.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Original Protectant. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So we're talking managers here.
Are you serious about that thing you talked to me about?
Yeah, I'm serious. And I'm saying that the number highest paid manager in baseball this year, all making $6 million, leads off with Mike Socia, who has retired or left the Angels, yep. Which is sad for the Angels.
His contract was up.
Yeah, Joe Maddon at Chicago Cubs, $6 million. Bruce Bochy with the Giants, $6 million. Then you got Terry Francona, Cleveland Indians at $4 million, along with Buck Showalter, who's been fired from the Orioles now at $4 million. Ned Yost with Kansas City, $3.7 million. Clint Hurdle with Pittsburgh makes $3 million, as does John Farrell for you Boston Red Sox fans making $3 million. Bob Melvin from Oakland, $2.5 million. Don Mattingly rounds out the top 10 with Miami at 2.4. Mike Matheny was only making 1.9. He was there for a long time with the Cardinals. So Craig Counsell with the Brewers, $1.5 million. There's a bargain. Bud Black, as I mentioned, 1.5. Paul Molitor, 1.5. The Detroit Tigers, Ron Gardenhire, 1.5. John Gibbons, Toronto, 1.7. So Brian Price with the Reds, 1.4. He's new. A.J. Hinch with Houston's Astros, 1.2. Rick Renteria, Chicago's White Sox, 1.2. Aaron Boone with the Yankees, 1.15 with the Yanks.
I don't think managers have a very good leverage.
I guess not. Kevin Cash with Tampa Bay's Rays, $1 million. Our buddy Dave Roberts, one of the great managers of baseball, number 21 at $1 million, tied with Kevin Cash. Andy Green with the Padres makes a mil. Jeff Banister, the Texas Rangers, $950,000. Torrey Lovello with Arizona's Diamondbacks, $900,000. Davey Martinez, the Nationals, $850,000. They're saving money after they got rid of Dusty.
Oh, Dusty.
Mickey Callaway with the Mets, $850,000. They should get some money off that. No. Gabe Kapler with the Phillies, $803,000. What an interesting salary, $803,000. Alex Cora, another guy, Boston Red Sox, $800,000. What did I say? Were there two Red Sox in here? I made a mistake here with the Red Sox.
Yeah, John, what's his face?
Yeah, what did I say in there? Was he John?
He was a million or something.
Yeah, John Farrell, Boston Red Sox, $3 million. They can't have two managers here. Come on.
Well, that was before.
That was before, right? Before. They're getting a better deal here, you Red Sox fans, with Alex Cora from the Dodger way. He's a Dodger guy. Steve Cervais, Seattle's Mariners, $800,000. Brian Snitker with the Atlanta Braves. They're in the playoffs, $800,000. Jim Riegelman, remember him? He was around forever. Was with the Cubs for a long time. $700,000. It's prorated. And Mike Schilt, St. Louis Cardinals.
Where's he? Is Cincinnati?
Yeah, he's with Cincinnati. And that's the new, that was prorated from before.
Yeah, he was before.
And Mike Schilt, who took over from Matheny, he's only making $700,000. Mike Schilt is worth every dime for the Cardinals. He turned those guys around. So there's some bargain managers out there. And then you're worried about giving Kershaw $28 million. I say, let him walk. The guy gives home runs. Take that money, pay some to Dave Roberts, and bring in some other pitchers.
So,
bye, Clayton.
So say you're Clayton and give Dave. What kind of a bump you want to give Dave?
Bring him at least up to $3 million. Come on.
Ooh.
Come on.
No, that's too much.
No, he's worth every dime.
No. Well, for doing what?
And where does Socia line up? Does he take a year off, or does Socia go right into some other place?
They might have thought that, well, we can give Dave some money until he started Ryu last year in Game 7. No. What's his name?
Yu Darvish.
Yu. Well, not Ryu. Yu Darvish.
At least they got rid of Yu Darvish and traded him to the disabled list for the Cubs.
Now he's taking money away from
the Dodgers disabled list to the Cubs disabled list.
He's making $18 million or something.
Boy, See, that's what you overpay for pitchers. They only do they're only in every fifth game. They stink because they only pitch five innings. I'll give you Kershaw can go longer, but he's not hitting his spots. I'm telling you, here's the deal. I look at Kershaw as long as he takes an extreme physical because there's something wrong with that back of his. He's been on the DL too much. Something's not right. And he's not hitting his corners. And the other thing that's going on right now, mental case. Not that he is a mental case, but the umpires make these guys mental cases by not giving them the strike zone they gave him before. I've seen Kershaw hit his spots and not get the strikes, and I've seen that a lot of pitchers that happens
that
to.
The umpires
change that strike zone on the guy.
That Kershaw's on his way down, and now
I'm not saying that. Finish the thought.
So you're thinking that, and this is true.
Yes.
There's an inner sanctum to major league umpiring. They know how to honor great pitchers. They know when they're going to do a game with the Giants, with Baumgartner and the Dodgers and Kershaw.
Right.
Big matchup. They know how to protect, and they know how to give and play with the strike zone. Now, when they know that one of these pitchers is kind of maybe on the downside or starting to go, just starting to tip backwards,
right,
they start screwing around with them.
Well, I'm just saying I've seen umpires make weird calls on a lot of pitchers, not just Kershaw. And if I'm a pitcher and I usually get that call and I don't get that call because the guy behind the plate, that's got to work on my brain during the game. I'm thinking, now I got to change my mechanics to move it in an inch because I'm not getting that call.
That's everybody, though. Every pitcher can complain about that.
How about that Cub catcher that put his mitt right out there? So that.
Yeah, what did he do that for?
Interference. It was the Rockies catcher. Puts his mitt right out there.
No, the Cub catcher.
No, it was the Cubs got on base.
Oh, the Cub guy got on base.
Because the guy had his mitt right there so that when the guy swung, he knocked his mitt off. Could have taken his fingers off with him.
Yeah, that's true.
Who was that guy?
The glove did come off.
Maybe Iannetta should have stayed in the game. I don't know.
That's who it was.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it's
who
the
was
replacement.
It?
Whoever the replacement.
I saw the game, and I don't know who the hell it was.
I fell asleep during it. It was that boring.
It was a boring game.
I saw Madden talk, and I thought the Cubs won there.
It was such a boring game.
Congratulations to the Rockies.
Yeah, I unwrapped a cigar, and I was just...
Caught the house on fire and just dozed off. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. Anyway, I'm ready for playoffs. I'm ready for hockey to start. I'm ready for basketball.
Hockey. I'm call me in March on hockey.
Let's get into some football rankings here in the next segment. Get your thoughts on that. Straight ahead, we continue. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Don't go away. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer here. We got emails for you. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Peter says, hi, Fred. Love your show and your work. I have a football question. Why was George Allen fired in 78 in training camp?
Oh, man. George usurped his job description. He was the head coach. He wasn't the general manager. George wanted to trade players. In this instance, he wanted to trade Isaiah Robertson to Green Bay. And as a matter of fact, he did one day, and that's what got him fired. He called Jack Youngblood and I over in training camp underneath the goalpost after practice. He said, I just want you guys to know I traded Isaiah today to Green Bay. And I looked at Jack, and I said, can he do that? And apparently not.
What would he have done, Peter wants to know, if he would have been allowed to continue? Do you think he would have been good for the Rams at that point, or was it a good change?
George was a good coach no matter where he went. He just had his way of doing things that alienated a lot of people. The big thing was he put together Ray Malavasi and the Chuck Knox defensive package and brought his Washington Redskin offense. And there was some bad blood between the two.
Yeah. Okay, Ray says, Fred, you're in fantastic shape. Can you give us fellow seniors your workout routine? I know it involves a lot of stretching.
Well, it's always stretching, certainly, but it's a lot of water. It's great diet, fish, vegetables, very simple stuff. I have a beer every once in a while. I smoke cigars, but I keep and maintain a regimen of dietary intake that is critical, certainly as you're getting older.
You want to email Fred, email him freddryer@crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Michael Horn, Fred Dryer. And so we have to talk a little bit about power rankings in football here a little bit because the season is cranking along here today. So your Rams have been rated number one here for a few weeks now. Yeah. They're looking pretty good, Fred Dryer. Your thoughts on that?
Well, they have a lot of talent.
That new coach did it, I'm telling you.
And he's very aggressive, and I think there's a good combination between the quarterback and his receivers. He's got great receivers.
Points are increasing every week.
Tight ends.
Come on, that's getting
scary. A very good offensive line and a good defense and a great both sides of the football. If I may, can control the line of scrimmage, especially defense.
Chiefs rated two, and they're looking. They came back and held on against Denver, and so they're two. Here, number three. This is a turn.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Wait a minute. The Rams are going to play Kansas City in Mexico.
Yeah. Both undefeated at this time.
We got to find out.
You want to go?
Yes. We got to find out if we should leave now and take the cruise ship down.
Let's go take the cruise ship.
Is it Mazatlan or is it Mexico? It's Mexico City. Mexico, we better leave now.
Let's take Jose with us and we'll have Jose bring the tequila.
Now. And Jose's here's the other thing. We got to make sure that the Rams, we got to keep them away from the enchiladas.
Yeah, we got to take Jose with us to speak, help us with the language barrier because you and I are not Spanish-based.
You can catch Torista down there.
That's it.
And they could screw you up for the whole year.
Jose Arana, a genius on our staff here, where he's going with us, I'm telling you. The Saints are rated number three. Here's the deal. They were stunk at first, and they've turned things back around. The Saints, number three there. They got a 3-1 start. Jaguars, number four. The Patriots have gone up to number five after they finally won a game.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be okay, right?
Yeah.
Belichick is great. The Chargers are number six, and they're not pulling fans out there. Chargers rage.
Here's the deal. Chargers, in the games that they've won, and not that convincing.
Well, they're saying to watch Austin Eckler. Take a look at him. Panthers are number seven. Bengals, here's another one. Bengals rated number eight.
They're better, but, you know, here's another guy who's been with the same franchise for 20 years.
Yeah?
Their head coach. Who's the head coach for the Bengals?
I don't know.
You know that guy.
I know
the guy. But that guy should have been fired 12 years ago. And well, he's hung around for that long. It's unbelievable.
There.
It's unbelievable.
Ravens are 9, Redskins 10, Packers 11, Titans 12, Eagles, this is depressing, 13. I mean, I've picked them to win the last couple, just to win, and they can't even do that. But maybe they'll turn it around. We'll see what happens. A lot of fumbles.
They might flatten out.
The Bears have been doing okay.
They're going to be good.
Falcons 15, Steelers down there at 16, Vikings 17.
They're not going to be that good.
Dolphins 18, Buccaneers 19, Broncos 20, Seahawks. It's depressing at 21. What's going on? It's something I'm telling you.
What are they, 1-3 or 2-2?
I think 1-3. Cowboys, they're turning it around a little bit. They're 22. Lions 23. Browns are 24 ahead of the Giants.
Well, they're terrible.
Giants 25, Texans 26, Raiders 27, Colts 28, Jets 29, 49ers 30, Bills 31, and the Arizona Cardinals. Watch out if you're picking them. 32.
You know, they were bad when I played 35 years ago.
The
and
Cardinals?
They're still bad. It's unbelievable how a franchise can be cursed. You can't tell me. If someone were to tell me when I was playing for the Giants and we were playing the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis, in a snowstorm, and we pounded their brains in. Someone would say to me, "You know, in 40 years, they're really going to be bad too." I say, "You got to be kidding! 40 years? You mean to tell me that this team is going to be bad in 40 years? How can you do that?" Well, guess what?
They should have hired Case Keenum like the Broncos did. That was a good one.
It's management, folks.
It is.
You got a bad owner. You got a bad team.
Hey, want to remind you, you can check out Fred Dreyer's new website, fdreyer.com.
Yes.
Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Is that it? Are we done? Hey,
no, we'll stay with us. Still, we're here every week at this time. What can I tell you? It's the Sports Lounge, Mike Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, final segment of our show, and we got more emails at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Some good ones this week.
Yes, we have some very good ones.
Adam says, do you see the NFL failing at some point in the future? Seems the entertainment value of the sport is continually being overshadowed by politics.
See, that's a very good it's a very good question. It's a very good observation because politics is in everything, as we can see today.
Yep.
But certainly sports. And that's one of the reasons the founding ideas and the founding premises that Mike and I created the show is that we're talking about the politics of sport. And yes, I do see that the politics, you've seen what it's done to the American way of life. Today, with all of the politics of skin color politics, a culture war that we're having here with everybody, it's very difficult to play this sport the way it was meant to play when they start changing the rules and the regulations, and it's very difficult. So, to answer your question, At some point in time, this thing will erode to the point where it just gets to be too sloppy. I'm already having difficulties watching some of these games.
Me too.
You know, the rules and regulations, they've destroyed defense, they've destroyed ability to defend the field. So what are you going to do?
Robert says, do you ever consider picking up the Clint Eastwood mantle and playing a tough cop after tough cop in the movies back in the late 80s and early 90s?
That ship has sailed, I think.
Paul says, one question. If you played football today, which position team would you prefer to play or work for?
Which
position? What would you play on offense? Position? Yeah, what would you prefer?
I guess I'd be on the outside like I was before.
All-pro defensive end.
Down lineman or maybe a walk-away stand-up linebacker. But I'd be in a blitz package of some sort.
What was your favorite venue? Was it the L.A. Coliseum or Anaheim Stadium?
No, L.A. Coliseum's great.
Who's harder to tackle, Peyton, Dorsett, Simpson?
They're all tough, man. Let me tell you something. There's not one easy day at the beach amongst these guys. Zonka,
really?
Muncy, Chuck was a load. Foreman was great. Simpson was sensational. And, Dorsett and Peyton, all these guys are just terrific runners and It was a challenge.
You got to get out of here. Thanks so much for joining us. Email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Next week?
Yes. See you next week.